This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat and Southwind District with your Extension Crop Report. Currently, the grain commodity markets have gone up, up, down a little, and then up some more. It's no GameStop stock or anything, but producers and elevators need to be watching the markets and their margins. First, before we get into market forces, I would like to remind grain producers of the Winning the Grain Game Corn Marketing Workshop on Tuesday, February 23rd from 9:30 to 2:30 at the Neosho County Fairgrounds in Erie. At the marketing workshop, we'll focus on developing pre-harvest marketing strategies for the 2021 Kansas corn crop. The emphasis will be on using cost of production and seasonal trend tendencies to develop seasonal flexible marketing plans for the Kansas farmer. A variety of marketing tools will be used in the workshop, including forward, basis, and hedge-to-arrive contracts, short future hedges, and call put options. While focusing on corn, lessons learned can be used across all commodities. Please call your local Wildcat or Southwind office to sign up. This workshop will be a limited seating, in-person program. So what's causing this rally? For corn and soybeans, it's mostly China imports. They have drastically increased crop purchases and are set to be the largest importer of U.S. corn. Meanwhile, year-end supplies are forecasted to become much shorter than in recent years, and our corn competitors like Argentina are considering limiting exports to deal with domestic supplies. Soybeans are in a similar boat to China as corn is, with China drastically increasing imports and is likely to beat last year's import record. Brazil and the U.S. have oversold their soybeans and are likely to be in short supply. Keep in mind, when I say short supply, it doesn't mean we'll actually run out of either corn or soybeans, or likely ever, but we'll have less to carry over between the new cropping year. Another effect on soybean prices is Brazil hasn't had the best luck with weather, and planting has been delayed, which in Brazil happens in November and December. Wheat doesn't follow the same markets as corn and soybeans, even though wheat market has rallied some as well. There is some correlation between wheat and corn. At certain points of corn, wheat becomes a cheaper feedstock. Combined with all this is the weakening of the U.S. dollar, which helps commodity markets because exports, in comparison, are cheaper. Altogether, the green commodity markets have been volatile due to a variety of factors, and some economists are expecting the markets to stay on the higher trend for at least in the short term. In any case, it is highly valuable now for grain producers to market on the futures. However, doing so isn't always a straightforward process. So please, join us on February 23rd at the Winning the Grain Game Marketing Workshop from 9:30 to 2:30 in Erie. Please call the Erie Extension Office at 620-244-3826 to register. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.